Ben, what have you liked most about how you finished the regular season?
I think, we developed into a physical football team, a team that, has been battle-tested and had some tough, close games.
Ben, in what ways is your team different than the one we saw on October 9th when you guys were here?
I just think we're a team that we were going through some tough times early in the season, playing some good opponents, and we figured out how to win going through some tough times and hung together and set our jaw and got to work, and we're playing some sound football now.
You guys are a lot different than Week 5. I know obviously the Packers are a lot different than Week 5. How much can be gleaned from that Week 5 game and carried over, or is it like it was a different season?
Yeah, I think you go back, and you look at the tape, and I agree with two different teams. I think schematically, Dom does a nice job pressuring the quarterback, and they're forcing some turnovers, and he's doing a nice job mixing things up schematically, helping those DBs out. He's had some moving parts there. Offensively, they're really playing at a high level right now, scoring a bunch of points, taking care of the ball. Aaron is really playing at a high level. Mike's putting them in position to be successful, and they're having quite a year here to finish.
How different does Jordy Nelson look now compared to Week 5 when he was still fresh getting back from that ACL?
Yeah, Jordy looks like he's in the second year coming off of it. He looks like he's really made some progress on it. He looks stronger. He looks faster. And we know what kind of ball skills he has, but he's playing at a high level.
Ben, what's been the key to getting the running game going? These last three games down the stretch here, you guys have run the ball pretty well.
Well, if you're going to change, it takes time. You can't snap your fingers. You have to throw effort at it. You have to work at it. And it took some time to get it going. But we were committed to it. The players were committed to it. They worked hard at it, and we're making some progress.
Hey, Ben, what are you guys doing so well on defense? That's probably worth six questions worth of stuff there, but what are you doing so well there?
I think that, Spags does a great job putting guys in position to be successful. And we have some talented players on the defensive side, but they enjoy seeing each other have some success. It's not all about them. It's about the team mentality and the team first. And good defense fits together like nuts and bolts, and they've bought into it.
You spent a considerable amount of money on that side of the ball. Is this kind of what you envisioned?
Again, you never, when you go into free agency, you're not sure how things are going to go. You identify players who you think can help you, players who are talented and can fit in. And until you get them in the building, you're really not sure on how they'll fit. But we hit the lottery there. We feel like personality-wise, we did our homework, we did our research, and the guys really fit into the team concept.
What is Paul Perkins giving you in the backfield?
You know, Paul's a guy that we progressed early in the season on special teams. We got him active, got him in there. He's really worked hard, getting acclimated to the pro game. He was in the quarter system, so he wasn't here with us in the spring. So that slowed him down a little bit in training camp, but he worked hard to catch up. And now he's making some progress on the offensive side of the ball. And, he's been a nice addition to the run game.
Ben, what's the vibe like in the building and in the city in general with the Giants getting back in the playoffs for the first time in a while?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I don't worry much about that. We're trying to channel that energy as much as we can into the preparation for the ball game.
Ben, you saw the Giants come into Lambeau and get it done in postseason pressure. Anything now that you're on the other side you could take from that and maybe focus in on how they did it?
Really, it's three different teams, three different situations. Other than a handful of coaches and players, not many were involved in it, especially here on this end. But we just focus on our preparation and get ready to play a ball game.
So Ben, you won't use those games in any way this week, even like in a message to the guys or anything?
We're focused on our preparation, not, history. History and tradition always helps, but that works on both sides.
Hey, Ben, you know, we've all known you for a really long time. I'm wondering what your first year as an NFL head coach has been like, what the biggest challenge has been for you, and what maybe the coolest thing has been for you.
Probably the biggest challenge is the days aren't long enough. You know, the days aren't long enough. You want to spend as much time as you can with the players. You want to coach more. So you get stressed a little bit that way. We don't get to do as much hands-on coaching as you'd like to do. I still make it a priority to be in all the quarterback meetings, but you know, that part of it's a challenge. If we could make the day longer, I'd be all for it. I don't know how many other people would, but I'd be all for that. The neatest part of it is, you know, I guess it's I enjoy being in front of the team. I enjoy being in front of the team and building relationships with not just the offense, but with the defense and the specialists as well. That's probably the best part of it.
Sounded like Eli did a really good job of diffusing any questions about your wide receiver's trip to Miami. Are you pleased with how you guys have handled that as a potential distraction?
Yeah, you know, I don't. It was the players' day off. They're grown men. That's their, you know, they do what they need to do on their own time. They were ready to work on Tuesday and showed up, had a good practice today.
Kind of an obvious question here for you, but when your corners play as well as they played, what does that allow you guys to do defensively?
Well, it gives you some flexibility. We feel we have three starting corners, and we have three starting corners, and you know, they've played well together. They've taken on that challenge. I think it raises each other's game, so it forces them all to play at a high level, and it gives you a little bit of flexibility up front on how you want to handle things, and whether you want to, you know, what type of pressures you want to bring and how you want to cover it in the back end.
Has that kind of allowed Landon to flourish outside of his own abilities, but that allowed him to do even more for you?
You know, Landon's been a very productive player for us. He's always around the football. He is not afraid to get his pants, get his jersey dirty. But he's been very highly productive for us, and he's always around the football.
I know you're focused and tunnel vision on the game, but is this special at all to have your first playoff game being here at Lambeau against, you know, your former boss?
Well, I've had two homecomings, one in Green Bay, one in Pittsburgh. Neither won well so far, so I'm not going to spend much time talking about the homecomings.
Do you have any sense in what this means to Eli? I mean, it's obviously it's been a while for him, and he's, what, 36 now?
You know what? We don't spend much time. We don't talk about those types of things. We're focused on the preparation for the ball game and trying to get a good plan together and go out and execute the plan in practice so you can have a nice day on Sunday.
Hey, Ben, it was becoming a cottage industry early in the season to try and figure out why Aaron Rodgers didn't look like Aaron Rodgers. He obviously looks very much like Aaron Rodgers now. You know him so well from getting to know him during your time coaching him. What do you see from him, and what do you see that's different?
You know, I don't know about what's different. I just see a guy that's playing with an edge. He's playing very confident. His fundamentals look good. You know, he's confident in the players around him that they're going to make plays for him. And, you know, he's got that, he's playing with a killer instinct.
How vital is that one part you just said about being confident in the players around him?
Well, I think that's the position. I think the quarterback has to have confidence. And I think the players around the quarterback have to have confidence. And when the ball snapped, the quarterback has to trust the players around him to be successful and play with anticipation, deliver the ball on time, and trust that they're going to win. It's a tough position to play otherwise. I'm not saying Aaron wasn't playing that way, but I'm just saying that's the game. The game's a game of confidence.